Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Strobe had a very good story on this. That's why I was drawn to it. Let me read from it, and then we'll bring in the chairwoman from the Mendota Heights Police Department, their chief, Kelly McCarthy. Minnesota. Minnesota's Police Licensing Board approved new model policies on officer misconduct and protest response, but acknowledge its limited ability to address the violations. And as I bring in Kelly, thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to read your quote. "It still blows my mind. I think there is such a big gap between what the public expects licensing board to do and what we have the ability to do." So why don't you expand on the ability that you have and whether you agree with it or not, because the last year plus, from what happened with George Floyd to Dante Wright, what has also happened with protests, this state and this country has been riveted by this, about, you know, what standards that police department should have. How do they interact in these circumstances? So people are drawn to this. So just talk about the power the board has, first of all.
Of course. And first, thank you so much for reaching out and taking the time today.
Thank you.
So my quote, and it's absolutely true, the Peace Officer Standards and Training Board has different authority than other regulatory boards in the state. And it seems counterintuitive that, say, the Board of Cosmetology has more pull over individual licenses than the State Policing Board. But the intent when the board was formed was to really push local accountability and local control. And I think what we've seen, certainly in the past few years, and what we've heard from the community, is that, of course, we want local control, but we also want other ways to address our grievances and to make sure that we have the right people doing the job.
Do you think the board should have more power?
Personally, I do. I think that there needs to be a statewide, that no matter where you go in the state of Minnesota, you should be assured of a basic skill level of every officer and a basic accountability level. For instance, if you go to if you came to a doctor in Mendota Heights, you would expect them to know how to give you treatment in a safe and effective way. Mm-hmm. Now, how that healthcare provider does it, there's your local or individual control, but they need to have that basic skill set. I believe most officers in Minnesota do, but we need to be able to assure the community of that, and I think that's where the disconnect is.
Okay, do you think the police are not as qualified and the citizens are not as safe because the board doesn't have greater power to enforce these policies?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would have to think about it. I think that it's not necessarily reflective of the safety of people. I do think it goes to their feelings of accountability and transparency, more so than actual safety. But I'd have to think about it a little bit more.
When people think of this board and who makes up this board, I think a lot of people aren't certain. Can you expand on that? Just explain who's on the board and how they get to this position.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the board was formed in 1979 to fulfill a very narrow kind of purpose. And it related more to the pre-service training than the accountability on the backside. So probably 5 years ago, the expectations of the board of that the public was communicating to then-Governor Dayton were changing, and they demanded that the post board kind of change with it. So at that time, they started looking at who was on the board and then just kind of what the board focused on. And so changes were made, and currently the board is made up of 17 individuals, and that was a change from the police reform in 2020. They added some public members. So it is everybody's appointed, and you're appointed for a term of 4 years. And we have public members, we have law enforcement, elected officials, BCA superintendent, and people from higher ed.
So take us through the biggest changes that were approved last night and why you agree with them or if you don't agree with them.
So I think they really weren't that big. I mean, I think it's a good they're definitely pulling in the right direction. So one of the things that we did was just to simply update one of our policies. So the officer misconduct policy is not new. It does, it's been around for, I want to say, 30 years. But we just updated it to include some dispositions and give some clarity for chiefs. So that was an important step in that direction. And then the second one was a model policy on how police should interact with people who are engaging in First Amendment activity. So we brought together a panel, a real diverse panel. We had members from the Minnesota Sheriff's Association, the NAACP, the Council on Latino Affairs. We had the Director of Training for St. Paul PD, police officers, and higher ed. And we asked them to look at the best practices and policies available to American law enforcement and come up with a draft policy. And that's what we approved at our meeting yesterday. Now, the only way the post board that we can mandate that agencies do something is through the rules process, the rulemaking process. And it's surprisingly cumbersome. It can take anywhere from 6 to 9 months. And once that model policy makes it all the way through the rules process, then it will be mandated for agencies in Minnesota to either adopt that policy as it is or to adapt one that's substantially similar.
Do the police departments want that? Or do they want to say, we don't need other people telling us what to do. We're going to follow what the legislature tells us. Although we've seen points, even here in Minnesota, where sometimes police departments have said, we're not going to follow that. Mm. Do they really want another agency like yours telling what to do versus they're saying, I know my town better than you, just leave me alone?
Well, I think it runs a gamut. And so I think that most agencies already have a policy like this, so it's not going to be that big of a change for them. I know all the sheriff's agencies in the state do. So that's why we have to make sure that our changes are looking at that state level and they are best practices, but still allow each agency to do what's best for their community, but in that realm of those real high standards. And there's a sweet spot there, and it's hard to get to, but
yeah,
I believe that we can.
Mendota Heights, I don't know why I keep getting that wrong, because I know him very well. Mendota Heights Police Chief Kelly McCarthy, the post board chairwoman. Good points. I appreciate it. We'll reach out again. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it. Let's do this. Let's bring Carter back in the mix if he is available. We'll finish with some lighter items, including I can pay attention to us all weekend and what we've got lined up for Monday, including somebody cheating on us again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.